Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Ayin Dalet Omud Aleph. We're in the sixth volume of Mishneh Berurah, and Be'ezus Hashem are finishing off the beautiful Siman Tof Reish Ches, which deals with Inyonim of the Suda HaMavsekets on Erev Yom Kippur. And we'll just finish off the Bir Halacha from yesterday, which we didn't get a chance to do, two Bir Halachos. And that is Chayev Lo Chicho. In the Dibra Masu Chayev Lo Chicho, the Chofetz Chaim says from the Sefer Chasidim that when you're giving Tochacha, Davke Isha Sochev Shalibo Gaspo, you should really give Tochacha to people that you like. Avalim Hoya Ish Acher Shim Yochichenu Yisnenu. If you're going to give Tochacha to somebody, and they're going to hate you because you're giving Tochacha, and Bein Kol Mimenu, and they're going to go and take revenge against you, then it's better not, ain't Lo Chicho. The Magen Avraham brings that in the name of Sefer Chasidim, better not to do so. And then he adds, La'olam yodur odom bimokom rabo. A person should try to live in the place where his Rebbe is, kishimakabo tochachtu, as long as he accepts tochacha from his Rebbe. But otherwise, v'mlahav ayodur, but if you're not going to accept tochacha from your Rebbe, then it's better not to live near your Rebbe, because mutuv shiushogi, because of this concept that we discussed yesterday, it's better to do things out of ignorance and by mistake, unintentionally, than to do them purposefully when you know that they're not allowed to do them. And the next Chofetz Chaim tells us, that you have to give tochacha until the person hits you, the Rama said, at shiakenu. So the Chofetz Chaim says over here, that from the Sefer Achinuch, that it says, Mashom u'zichronim l'vrach, when Chazal said that you should do it until they hit you, it doesn't mean that they should hit you. Chayev ha-mochiach laharbos tochachosav, you should give tochacha up until korov hachot ilakos ha-samochiach, until he comes close to hitting you, but not that he should actually come and hit you. Now we go to Sif Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Im hivsik machiloso ba'od hayom gadol. If you finish off your Suda Mavsekes while it's still daytime and you technically are still allowed to eat then, it's before the Tosefes Yom Kippurim that we talked about yesterday. So the din is, yochol lachzor v'lechol. You still can go and eat more. Even though you, quote, finish the Suda Mavsekes, you're still, by default, allowed to go and eat more or drink more. Kol zman shelo kibul lo v'satainis. Unless you absolutely accepted upon yourself the fast. You verbalized and said, I hereby accept upon myself the fast. What does this mean? So the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot Yud Gimel, Yud Beis, tells us, Yeshikosu, he rings us down the name of Sharetzi, and the Osir Dal, the name of the Morgan of Rome, the name of the Mariel. This opinion is, Shan Minog Shalachar Shochal Osulecho, because the normal accepted custom was when you finish your Suda Mavsekes, that means that you're accepting the fast. And therefore, unless you verbalize that you're not accepting the fast, so you almost by default would accept the fast. The Bazesha Mavsik, when you finish off your Suda Mavsekes, have a Ki'ilu Kiba Bepeh. It's as if you're saying, I now accept upon myself the fast, and therefore you should verbalize that you're not accepting upon yourself the fast when you finish your Suda Mavsekes. Kolzman Shalo Kiba Lo Betainis, since you didn't say you're accepting upon yourself the tainis. And he says, V'loche Nachon Shekodim Birchas Amazon. He says, the optimal way to get around any problems over here is before you bench to say, Yom Mebefeirish, say explicitly, Shenom Kabbal Lo Adayin Atainis. I'm not accepting the tainis yet. If I want to reserve the right to eat or drink, it's okay. And certainly, V'akwaponim, he brings down from the Chayyadim, Yachshov Belibo, because you should certainly at least think this, so this way you're not accepting upon yourself the tainis. The Deir Shu footnote number 20 brings down that we learn the same thing in regards to Erev Tisha B'Av. Sha'acha shochal Suda Mavsekes over there, nochon shi'isten befeirish befeh overlev, you should specifically, explicitly state, or at least think, shadayin inu kabalos satainis, that you're not accepting the tainis, and this way you don't have any problems. Because otherwise there could be this concern that the default position would be that you've accepted upon yourself the tainis by benching at the Suda Mavsekes. The Mishneh Berurah in Sif Katan Yud Gimel tells us, Vim Kibel Alav, and if in fact the person did say, I accept upon myself the tainis, so then, Husser, it is forbidden, of course, to eat, but also Gam, the Rechitza, the Sicha, some of the other Inuyim, such as washing yourself or anointing yourself, also are accepted, Ubifrat, Bimalacha, and certainly to not do Malacha at that point in time. And the issue footnote number 21 explains some other things in this regard. So he says, what about wearing leather shoes? He says that actually doesn't apply because the Sharetzion brings down elsewhere, Misha Kibal Asos HaTainis Tisha B'Av, in regards to Tisha B'Av, when you accepted upon yourself the Tainis, you're still allowed to wear your leather shoes up until the Zman because you didn't take off your leather shoes, and that's as if you specifically stated that I'm not going to take off my shoes. So it's if you specifically state I'm not accepting something, then you're not accepting it. And therefore, based upon this, Rav Nissen Karlitz Asal says, if somebody specifically says, I'm accepting upon myself Tosefes Yom Kippur at this point not to eat a drink, but I still want to wash or anoint myself so they can do so, because you're allowed to accept the Kabbalah here, L'chatzoyin. The issue foot number 22 brings down that Why is malacha certainly included? Because it says malacha, if you do malacha in your kippah, that's an isur kares. And while eating and drinking is also an isur kares, the other inuyim, rechitza, sicha, and nilas sandal, and tashvi shamita, they're not isurim of kares. So therefore, they aren't as strict as the isur malacha. So certainly, if you say, I'm not going to eat and drink, so that would also include malacha, unless you specified otherwise. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Yudalet tells us, if you accept upon yourself the fast, so then the Kabbalah only works from Plag HaMincha and onwards. You can't accept Shabbos or Yom Tov or Yom Kippur before Plag HaMincha. However, therefore, if you say, I'm hereby accepting upon myself the tainus of Yom Kippur, it won't work before Plag HaMincha. However, if you made a neder that I'm not going to eat anymore today, then that does take effect even before Plag HaMincha. Zemahani, it does work. Because that works every day of the year, not only on Erev Yom Kippur. If a person accepts upon himself, says, I'm not going to eat anymore today, so that's a neder. And we learned this, that this does take effect. Kamosha Kosev, Sim and Tovkuv Samach Beis, and Sif Yud Aleph. Now, there are a couple of Dishu footnotes over here that we want to go through. Dishu footnote number 23 says, if a person says Shechianu for Yom HaKippurim, so then that also is Makabel Lov Es HaTainis. That's the equivalent of also saying, I accept upon myself the Tainis. The issue footnote 24 goes to what is the Zman of Plag HaMincha, which we know, of course, is a 1 1/4 show of Zmanios before the sun sets. And you can see there for some of these details, which we discussed many times previously. And the issue foot number 25 brings down from the Shulchan Aruch, Shemisha Ochal Achatzi Ayom. If somebody ate until noon, until lunchtime, and then his kibel atzmo shelo lecho misham velech, and he accepts upon himself not to eat anymore after that, nothing to do with the tainus. So it's not called the tainus in that situation that he would say aneinu, but it's a neder, and he has to complete his neder. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagah, v'ayin la'el and simen tovkuf nun gimel, dim kibel belev lo havi kabbalah. If a person accepts in his heart the tainus starting, that doesn't count. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, Sivkot Tezvav, that the Ramah says over there, ayin sham the Mishnah Berurah, and Sivkot Beis, mashu kosadnu, b'shem habach v'agra, v'chein yeser hadvarim sham, there are a whole bunch of other things over there, v'shayach gam kein l'nyanenu, and that applies here as well. And the issue footnote number 26 reminds us what it says over there, in regards to the Kabbalah of Tisha B'Av, at the Bach and the Grah, Savu Shemoilo Kabbalah's Tainis Belev. They are Machmir and say, no, if you accept in your heart, even though you didn't verbalize it, that you're accepting upon yourself the Tainis of Tisha B'Av, it takes effect. So to Avir, if you accept upon your heart, without even specifying it, that you're accepting upon yourself the Yom Kippur already, so then, Vinesa B'chol Advarim Shinesu B'Tisha B'Av. Like over there, you're also in all the things that's also in Tisha B'Av. So to over here, you would be also in all the things. Again, the exception being Nidil Sasandal. And he adds, "V'hosif shainu davka kishikibo belibo lisanos." That's when he's accepting upon himself the tainis, as opposed to Masha Ein Kain im rak gomar bedaito shelo lechol yosef. Oh, if he just says, "I'm not going to eat anymore," that's different because that's not considered a kabbalah, and therefore mutter afil bachila. Such a person, if he wishes to, can still eat. Now we go to the concluding sif in this beautiful simen, sif dalet. The mechaber writes, "Be'er of Yom Kippurim and lelechol elamacholim kalim lisakel." So the mechaber tells us that he brings us down in the name of the Kolbo and the name of the Rambam that a person should eat things that are easy to digest on erev Yom HaKippurim, in order that he shouldn't be kadesh lo yisovei, shouldn't be really satiated umizgah, and therefore arrogant kishis bala. The person's fully satiated. He's in an arrogant type of a behavior, of a disposition, and that's improper. A person should be humbled going into Yom Kippur. Therefore, eat only foods that will be easily digested and gone, and you won't feel this, I'm totally satiated, very arrogant type of a mood. There are more comments on this, and he says, Hagah. Likewise, v'chein ein ochlim devarim hamechamim esaguf. He says, therefore, we don't eat things that heat up the body. We'll see why in a moment. Shelo yavoli dekeri. As the Ramah says, that you shouldn't lead to having a seminal discharge. Because if your body is heated up, that could be rachmon al-islam tekeri, which of course you can't go to the mikvah on Yom Kippur, and that'd be a terrible thing. Likewise, v'chein ein lechol ma'acholi cholov. A person should likewise not have milchika foods, because shemar ben zera, they increase your zera as well, which is not a good idea on Erev Yom Kippur. However, he says, by Shachris in the morning for breakfast, Ach Besud Shachris, Nogin Le'ochlot. He brings down from the Maril that you can have milchiks, even though it would be Mar Bezer in general, but having it so far away in advance by breakfast is not a problem. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah now. Sivkot and Tezayin. The Mishnah Berurah tells us, What are things that are mechad misaguf? Give us some examples of things that heat up the body. So he says, kagom bisamim, if you have certain types of spices, the charkom, which he calls shikor and zephrin, saffron, the ayin tov, or very good wine. All of these things heat up the body and could lead, rachmana l'slam, to a keri discharge. And he says, v'ze'eino asur kiyim b'sudah mafsekes. But the only time that this is forbidden is at the sudah mafsekes itself. Al dvarim ha-marbim zera, but other things, such as we mentioned here, that are just marbe zera, they don't lead to carry necessarily, but they just lead to an increased zera, for example, like milchiks, could go maholi cholob, u'kiladikane, as he points out over here, ha-yoroi lios nizar shalo lecho kol yom. While technically, you should be careful about them all day long, nevertheless, he says, the minig is not to. Okay, no olum noagim li'ochlim b'shachwiz, people have the minog that they do eat them by shachwiz time, v'zeh shemesayim ha-ramah, and that's what the Ramah concluded, where he said, Ach besud the shachus v'chule, nogin liochli, brings down the name of the Mariel. And he says, the tam amin agonis parish. And why this is so, it's not explained and can't cause a Mariel, but it is brought down the name of the Mariel. The Mogin Avraham, however, tries to give a reason. I know the Mogin Avraham, shemishat miyashev haminok. He tries to go and give a rationale for this minhok. And the Mishbura says, v'ikar tam aminok. He says, the essence of this minhok is mishum shehem macholim kalim, because these are light types of foods that will be digested easily, and therefore it's not a problem to have them by shachris. However, ochem besudam afsekes, by the actual meal that's right before Yom Kippur, the minhok was, nagu lecho basar, she'ikar suda, that basar should be the ikar part of that meal. And he says, specifically, what type of basar? V'davko basar of. You should have fowl, you should have chicken. As opposed to having actual meat, actual beef. This brought down the name of the Mogen Avraham, as we mentioned. The issue footnote number 27 brings down for the Maxis HaShekel, Shabasar Ofu Kal Ikul, because this will be easily digested, and therefore that's why we have specifically chicken as opposed to meat. The issue work continues, and it brings down for the Prima Godim. When Prima Godim Mashma Dibizmanenu, nowadays, already at the time of the Prima Godim, a couple hundred years ago, Nagu Lechol Besar Of Bishachwis, they would have even chicken by breakfast rather than the Macholi Cholov. And he brings down the issue, footnote number 28. Shiragilim onu lecho basar gam b'shachris. He says, as the custom is brought down in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tov Reish Dalet, that they would have basar even by breakfast. And he adds, some have the minhag to have fish b'davka. And he brings down for the Mati Ephraim, shemitzu lecho gam dogim. It's a mitzvah to have fish. Again, all of these things are if you like them. If you don't like these foods, you're not mechuyev to have them. And he brings down from the Medrash brought down by the Tor about a certain Maisa Shahaya, and therefore, the custom was to have fish. And he says this is by Suda Shachris. But by the Suda Mafsekis, he says, Ein lochem, you shouldn't have fish. The Elif Amagim, which is a commentary on the Mati Ephraim, writes, Shadavko dogim chamin ein ochlin besuda mafsekis. To have hot fish, that by the Suda Mafsekis is inappropriate, because that's marbia zera. That's going to increase your zera, which is not a good idea. However, dogim she'ein marbim, such as cold fish, that's not a problem. And he says you can have them even by the Sudam of Sekes. He says you shouldn't have salty fish because that's going to make you thirsty on your kippur, not a good idea. Then he brings down the name of the Stiplagon, Zatzal, Shinogu Lechol Dogim Sudam of Sekes. They did have the custom to eat fish. He doesn't mention what type of fish, but they would have fish by the Sudaham of Sekes. Now we go to the Sifkot Yud Zayin in the Mishnah Berurah, and he says, Yom HaKippurim, the problem if you had keri, Rachmona Litzlan, on Yom HaKippurim, is Ahlo Asul Litbo. You can't go to the mikvah. Will come on, Besov Simon Tov Reishu Gimel, as we'll learn soon in Simon Tov Reishu Gimel in a couple of days. Now, it's also a terrible problem if somebody, Rachmona Litzlan, has keri. There are certain tehillim that we say and certain requests that we ask HaKosh Baruch Hu to make sure to protect us from keri. The way you should sleep that night. Certainly there's an issa to be with your wife that night. So we do all sorts of things not to have keri. Rechmonu litzlan, if a person has keri, it's a very, very, very bad omen for him. But it does say that if you live out that year that you had keri, so then it's a very good simon for the person. We'll learn about this in Yitzhak when we get to Simon Tov Reishut Gimel. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah concludes over here that Sivkot Yudches, you should have milchiks by breakfast. You're allowed to have milchiks by breakfast. And this is even chama, even hot milchiks. Then he tells us, look in the Taz, Vayin in the Taz, Du Adin, the Eish, Lizor, Mishum, Ubeitzim. He says you shouldn't have garlic, shum, and beitzim, eggs. Shem Gamkin, Marbim Zera, because they also increase the Zera. The issue foot number 29 brings down, in regards to garlic, it doesn't make any distinction whether it's roasted or it's not roasted. However, in Simon Reish Pei, we said that only certain types of garlic, such as tsluyim, roasted garlic, that is marba zera, as opposed to regular garlic is not. Furthermore, he says, adashim mivusholim, if you have cooked lentils, that's also marba zera. However, he says, if they're salty, they're mamayit zera. And he says, kol davar meluach, any salty item is going to be mamayit yuzera. Okay. Then we go weiter in the Mishnah Berurah. He says, Kosav Prima Gadim, brings down the name of the Prima Gadim, the Cholov Hama'uruv B'Tavshil. If you have milk mixed into some sort of a dish, or you add milk to your tea or coffee, or tea in Cholov, Evshod Batel Berov, that's not considered a problem having such milk. That milk is really going to be Batel in the larger dish that it's in, or in the coffee or the tea that it's in. Then he adds, Lo Yochal Shum Shemin. One person shouldn't have sesame, it may shamalagera, because that's going to increase your saliva. You'll be malagera, so to say, you'll be having an excess amount of saliva. It's like you're chewing your cud. And the issue foot number 30 brings down the similar idea with you with to chew on licorice before Yom Kippur starts, or if you have anything sweet, so that is going to lead you on Yom Kippur to regurgitate it, so to say, to have this sweetness taste in your mouth, and when you swallow your saliva, it's potentially a problem. However, he says, in general, to swallow your saliva, of course, when it doesn't have this sweetness in it, is not a problem, and of course, that's mutter. A person doesn't have to spit out any saliva he has on Yom Kippur. You could swallow it. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, and he says, if a person eats a lot, don't induce yourself to vomit by putting your fingers in your mouth and causing yourself to vomit on Yom Kippur. Because you know what? Because as you vomit, you may come to swallow some of the vomit, and that would be a problem. It brings down in Deer Shifut number 31, therefore, we don't rinse our mouth out on Yom Kippur, because when you rinse your mouth out, there's a chashash that you might come to swallow some of the water. And this is true, he says, even if you're machmir, that you put your face down and your mouth is down towards the bottom, you still might end up swallowing something. So don't even rinse your mouth out in that situation. The last thing the Mishnah Berurah brings down is Kosav Mariv. He brings down from the Mariv Vital, Shelo Yishtaker B'Suda Mavsekis. Certainly don't get drunk at the Suda Mavsekis. And V'lo Yochal Achil Gasa. And don't eat a large amount of food that you'll be eating so much that you're just stuffing it in, in the hopes that you'll have an easy fast. He says that's improper as well. Obiemis, he says, in fact, afilu b'suda shachris, leishli zormizeh, says, don't eat achilas gasa even by shachris, and don't get drunk or potentially drink intoxicating fluids even by shachris time. Kemosha kosav mechaber, as the mechaber said, b'kosha kein b'suda zo, and certainly not by the suda mafsekis. This concludes this beautiful siman tofer eishches and today's shir.